The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
What's that nurse?
The nurse at school...
Nurse?
Uh-huh. Sent a child home early because the child...
Is sick?
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or the what'll get you.
Sweet. No, we'll see.
How about some kind of spook or spirit or something? You better behave or the something will get you.
Most of the time they tell them you better behave, don't I whip you.
Okay.
That don't say what we're, whether it be a paddle or a switch.
Well now, have you ever heard people say you better behave or the boogeyman will get you, or the devil will get you, or the...
I've heard that expression used. They'll behave, the boogeyman will get you.
Uh-huh, okay. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
Well, you just send them a card.
And what do you say to them?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. And what might you say besides Merry Christmas?
Happy New Year.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
Carry it.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its feet and its head and its tail up inside its shell?
It would be a turtle, I guess.
Okay. And what about a similar thing that lives on the land?
Tarpon.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlin'.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Bread.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you get into to go out on a lake?
What is that now? Okay. What is that question?
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that a person gets into to go out on a lake? Here, you want to see about them and then we'll say that again.
Would it be a boat?
Uh-huh, that'll be fine. Let's see. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Covering of a pillow. Pillowcase?
Uh-huh. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you'd say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you'd say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads.
Necklace.
Okay. And what's another word you could use besides necklace? It's a pretty something of beads.
Pearls or necklace? Or...
Well, would you ever say a pair of beads or a strand of beads or a string of beads?
Yes, sir. That would be probably the right answer would be string of beads.
Okay.
What y'all want? That's right.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you'd say one man really, what the other one? One man really?
Really beat him, I guess.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his... Okay. Have you ever heard that called hunkers or haunches or hunkles? Or?
Hunkers.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Stingy.